Good morning, and welcome to Books in Review. I'm your host, Sullivan Suzuka. Today, we're talking about a new nonfiction title by American bestselling author A.J. Jacobs. It's called Thanks a Thousand, and I have to say, it made a big impression on me. For those of you who haven't read it, Thanks a Thousand is about one man's project to become more grateful. Expressing gratitude was not something that came naturally to A.J. He says he was often a grumpy person who focused on the negative things in his life. And so, as an experiment, he decided to practice expressing gratitude to more people more often, and to write about the journey along the way. It started with those who contributed to making his cup of coffee. AJ spent 6 months finding and thanking all of the people involved, either in person, on the phone, or by email. He discovered that coffee, like many other things in our lives, is produced with the help of hundreds of people across the globe, people we often take for granted. There were more than 1,000 involved in making AJ's morning latte, and he thanked them all. Not just the barista or the person who bought the coffee beans. AJ also thanked the coffee cup designer, the person who does pest control at the warehouse where the coffee beans are kept, the delivery truck driver, and all the way down to the truck's tire makers and the people who supplied them with rubber. He even traveled to Colombia and South America to thank the farmers who grew the coffee. AJ writes that people reacted in different ways when he thanked them. Some were suspicious or skeptical, but most people were incredibly appreciative, and many had never been thanked for their contribution before. AJ's journey changes his life. It shows him how much he takes for granted each day and teaches him the power of being more grateful. He also learned a few other interesting things along the way, including the name of the piece of cardboard that goes around your takeaway coffee cup to stop your fingers getting burned. That's called a Zarf, Z-A-R-F. The original version was metal, but the current cardboard version was invented by Jay Sorensen, who called it a Java jacket, in Portland, Oregon, in 1992. AJ thanked him, too. Thanks a Thousand is a great read. It's funny and heartwarming, but also full of scientific evidence about the benefits of expressing gratitude. Sure, thanking somebody will make them feel appreciated and probably a little happier, but gratitude is good for you, too. Research demonstrates that showing gratitude by thanking someone can prevent depression, help you sleep, and even improve physical health. So why don't we do it more regularly? The truth is that human beings are very good at noticing the bad things and very bad at noticing the good things. Think about the compliments you've received throughout your life. The chances are that you can remember very few nice things people said to you, but almost all of the bad things. Showing gratitude for the hundreds of positive things that happen each day is a way to change this pattern of behavior and help us live happier lives just like AJ did. Okay, so not many of us have the time to thank 1,000 people for each coffee we buy. However, we can all try to practice thanking others more often. A thank you, after all, is free, and it only takes a second or two to say. That's all we've got time for today, listeners. Thanks a thousand for joining me on the program, and I hope you can tune in next week for more Books in Review.